Hey, Preds fans, tune in tonight for Smashville Live at 6 o'clock from Bridgestone Arena for the Nash Vegas event. Remember, you must have a ticket to Nash Vegas, so you can visit NashvillePredators.com for that. Smashville Live is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Little Harpeth Beer, and Superbook Sports. Back here on Chase and Michelle, Chase McKay, Michelle Knezvik with you. Let's say hello to Philip Forsberg. He is on the line with us, Predators forward. Phil, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Wow. Before we get into the actual hockey part of things, I just did the read for Nash Vegas. That's tonight. It's back. This is my favorite event that the Preds Foundation and the team does, because you all get to mix and mingle with the fans and play some blackjack or roulette or what have you on the Bridgestone Arena floor, but it's for a good cause. So how excited are you guys to be able to kind of mix and mingle with the fans again with this event?
No, it'd be great. Like you said, it's been obviously a few years since we were able to do this particular one, and it's one of the easier ones, so to do. Like you said, we're all having fun together, and yeah, it'll be a good time for sure tonight.
No doubt about it. So last night, I know, was not what you all were looking for coming out of the break. How difficult is it being off for 11 days or whatever it was? And even though, yeah, you had some practice in there, but you break away, you go on vacation. You know, we saw you and your wife having fun on vacation. How hard is it to kind of snap back into it and then get on the ice and play a game?
I mean, of course, it's a little challenge, but at the same time, you know, it's at least the NHL have done a good job now of kind of lining up the team. So, like, Vegas had the same break, you know, they came off had basically the same amount of time off. So it's obviously a challenge, but at least the challenge is on the both sides of the puck, so to speak. And they had the same thing. It was a couple of years ago. I remember we came back and we played a team that had their last game before their break, which was a little different back then, because obviously those teams are up and running and we've been off for a few days. So, I don't think we can use that as an excuse for what happened last night. We obviously have to be better than that, regards to whatever happens.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys come out and Duchesne scores in the first period. You were on that play and have a 1-0 lead, and then it felt like any chance you got was just an inch or so off, and you couldn't get those quality chances that you were looking for, and then any little mistake you made, they capitalized on, and it just snowballed from there. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I said, I don't think anyone watching that game, I don't think anyone think it's a 5-1 loss, you know, but at the same time, I definitely don't think we played well enough to win, so I think it kind of comes down to, like you said, we got that first goal. I thought we started pretty well, came out ready to play. But then, yeah, a couple unfortunate plays, and all of a sudden it's 3 on them, you know, and then we're kind of trying to chase from there and not necessarily sticking to our game plan as well as we possibly could have. But at the same time, there's a couple chances. There's pucks going through the goalie and out the other side and things like that. And if we just get one of those, I mean, we're right back in the game. So there's some positives. But like I said, overall, we definitely didn't play well enough.
Philip Forsberg is with us, Predators forward. So for you personally, when you look at a game like this, and you got a few days off now before you play again against Philadelphia on Saturday, do you just go ahead and toss it in the trash, or is it going to stick with you for a few days that you know there's some things that you can work on?
No, I think it's a combination of the both of them. Like at the end of the day, we're in a spot where we can't look back. We just got to look forward, you know. But at the same time, we got to learn from our mistakes and try to get better. I think that's something that we've been pretty good at for the last couple of years. To be completely honest with you, just kind of shaking things off and moving on and working hard and trying to come ready to play the next game and answer the bell when we get a chance. And obviously, it's usually not a 4-day break in between, but. Yeah, it'd be nice to get some practices in and get even more dialed in after the break, like you said.
How much standing watching do you do this time of year, or do you just go out there and play your game and let it work out how it's supposed to?
No, I mean, I think we all prepare the same way. I mean, just speaking for myself, I try to prepare myself the best way I can just to be ready to go. And then once you're on the ice, you can rely on your preparations for the most part, just to go out there and trust that. And once it's game time, you just try to attack the game, try to play aggressive, be attacking, like I said, and hopefully, yeah, I mean, for the most part, things have been working out well for that. But I think that's just kind of the mindset.
Do you think that, you know, one thing we saw before the break is, I mean, you guys were playing a lot of games and it was compact. And we know about the team meeting that y'all had. We really saw a change there, and then you won 3 in a row. Do you think it's more beneficial to have a game almost every other night, or is it better this time of year to maybe spread them out a little bit?
I think I like the flow of the games, like when they're fairly often. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not looking forward to the March schedule that we have with whatever 17 games in 30 days or whatever it is. So, but there's an in between for sure. But I mean, you know, like if we play 3 to 4 games a week, I think that's kind of the schedule, you know, so you can get some practices in, but at the same time, like it's more game focused, so to speak, like morning skates, get some rest day after, you know, try to get everything into the games. And obviously we're going to get a little bit of both going forward for the next little bit. It's a little easier. But then, like I said, once we hit March, it's basically just games. So I think the schedule is pretty much the same for the most part all year. So it's at least you get adjusted to it pretty easily.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you, but how's your buddy George Kittle doing? I was pulling for the 49ers. I thought they had a chance.
Yeah. I mean, they sure did. But I mean, I don't even know how to describe it, but it'd be like all of a sudden we are down to our, I don't even know, it'd be even more than the third string goal, you know, it'd be even more than that. So I don't even know, that situation is very unfortunate when you go down, because I thought they had a great team and Brock Purdy was playing awesome too. So it was, once they lost him, it was obviously going to be a lot harder, but I haven't talked to him about that. You know, how I know, unfortunately, a little too well how it feels to lose in the playoffs and be done with your season. So I've been giving him a little bit of time, and he's had a great time over at the Pro Bowl. So I'll probably check in with him here in the next little bit or so before he gets back to town.
Well, we'll have to see him in Smashville soon for sure. But Phil, appreciate the time today. Best of luck against Philadelphia on Saturday, but we'll see you tonight at Nash Vegas.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
That is Philip Forsberg, Predators forward, joining us here on the show. We're joined by a player every Wednesday at 9:30. And, you know, obviously not what they wanted last night. And it was just one of those games where I'm sitting there watching it, Michelle, and it was just frustrating because it's like, oh, there's a good chance. Oh, no, it's off the mark. It gets knocked away. And that was just kind of the theme of the game.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the I hadn't been to a game in a while. It was only my second one in person this year. And, you know, right off the bat, Matt Duchene scores that quick goal. And I was like, okay, coming out strong, feeling good, you know, after the All-Star break. Because I feel like there's always kind of a question mark on that first game back. You don't know how the team's going to come out. And then we all know what happened. Vegas went on to score 5 goals. But honestly, it just looked like there was no pep in the step out there. Yeah. Pep in the skate, right? I felt like the team looked a little slow, a little sluggish coming off the break. And it's definitely not what you want to see, because they were performing really well before they took this 2-week break, before the All-Star break. So there was some momentum, and you felt like the team had clicked. People were on the same page. We saw the emergence of Cody Glass even more with Matt Duchene and Philip Forsberg. And then they're going to need to turn this around quick, especially if they still want to fight for a playoff spot. And, you know, the trade deadline is coming up. Depending on their performance, could we see maybe a different move from David Poile? No moves at all, selling, buying. A lot of different factors moving forward.
Well, and I'm worried about something. And it was something I was worried about before the break, and I'm even more worried about it now. We'll discuss that coming up next as a part of the Daily Power Play. It's Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.